まだまだ。
Games Radio. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining today, we have Bowie on.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
So, a couple things need to get out of the way first off. So, the All Games Summer Movie Blockbuster Poster Contest thing is still going on. For this, people are asked to, like, make a blockbuster movie-style poster of your favorite All Games show, like All Games Radio, Spooky Hour, Horror Hour, or the Deathstroke Prods Anything cast. Just make those things and post them in the forums at allgames.com/forums. The contest deadline is 1 week from now on July 30th. And I'm saying 1 week from now, meaning the day we post this on the site. So yeah. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm alright. I've been working the past week, so that's been fun.
I got my first speeding ticket.
Congratulations. How fast were you going?
116 and 80.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's not so bad. I've seen much more speeding than that.
Yeah, and it was actually... sort of behind this was, I was going to pick up my sister. She's living with my dad, and they were in the area, so I had to drive down and pick her up so she'd stay at our place for a couple days. So... went down there, picked her up. Going back, I was 116 in an 80, which I think for, like, Americans is going, like, 70 and a 50 or something. Something, I don't know, I'm not going to Google it. But yeah, so, heading back, and then there's just a black car in the other lane. It just all of a sudden whips out, like, spins like half a Brody, and it's like, whips out and just, like, comes to a grinding, just like, fucking drifts into the shoulder, then lets me drive past, then turns on the sirens and drives it right behind me. It was actually kind of awesome.
Yeah, it would be great if you have a video camera, because if a cop is recklessly driving when they give you the ticket, you can fight it for that very reason.
No, they were nice. Like, so I was going 36 over. I didn't have proof of ownership, and I didn't have proof of insurance.
So they were being kind by just giving you the ticket.
Yeah, and they gave me the ticket they gave me a ticket for like a lot slower than what I was actually going. You see, in Canada, in Ontario anyway, we have a graduated licensing system. You go do the driving test and get your G1. You drive around with that for a year, then you go and get your G2. And then once you drive around with that for a year, then you can get your G.
Well, it's actually... according to Tiger Claw, we can't be heard right now, but we're still recording, so we're going to keep going.
Yeah. So I still only have my G2. Like, I've been driving for, like, 3 years now, but I still only have my G2.
You haven't done your G2 exit?
Nope. But yeah, so the officer saw that, and it's like, when are you getting your G? When are you getting your G? It's like, I don't know. So then she waived the fees for not having the... She waived the fees for not having proof of ownership or proof of insurance, and she dropped my speeding from going 116 and 80 to going 95 and 80. She dropped by fucking 20 kilometers. She was a nice lady.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, that does seem pretty kind. You know, you still got the speeding ticket, you still gotta pay that, but it's not too bad.
For some reason, yeah, Tiger Claw just direct messaged me in the chat saying there's no audio on the live stream, and I can't use that command window.
I'm working on it, guys. You guys don't worry.
Okay.
Thanks. I'm on.
So people listening at home, that's Derek.
He keeps us on the All Games.
Yes, he's the only reason we haven't been kicked off yet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone else who has anything to do with running the site has pretty much requested we be banned, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, Scott Rubin, the guy who hosts the thing, is just like, no, fuck it, get him off there. Just every single day, just like, as soon as we come on, just runs in. It's like, fuck, dude! He's the reason we don't have any audio in the live stream right now.
He's trying to sabotage us, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they're not live when they're supposed to be, kick them off.
Yeah. No, he's the reason we're not live when we're supposed to be.
That's what I'm going to be contributing this episode, is random acts of insane evil laughter.
Yeah.
As long as we don't talk at the same time, because we need to keep Punchatron thinking we're the same person.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, man. I had an idea. Oh, I have an idea for a new shirt, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just a file folder with some weird little question mark on it says property of NGO. Mm-hmm. Mysterious government organization.
Oh, yes. I like this idea. You need to get whoever our artist is working on that right now.
We have people. I'll look into it.
Yeah, get the art people doing this.
Ah.
I'm sure Echo will be gone soon. But until then, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I did it too late.
Yeah, you did.
I was trying to get an Echo Wob going.
Yeah.
Dubstepping.
Dubstepping your dubstep. There's actually a guy who I saw, Sean Jackson. He's a rapper. He's like a beatboxer from Toronto. He can actually do mouth dubstep.
I think I saw that guy selling CDs on the street corner once.
He is actually really good.
Well, yeah. But I don't buy CDs on
street corners. He has YouTube. He was on Epic Mealtime, actually.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, he was on like the cheap... He was on like the discount meal Epic Mealtime, where everything they bought was $2.99 and under. And yeah, just at the end, just Harley was just going through, is like, next time we, like, guitar solo from his mouth, and then does a guitar solo with his, then like mouths a guitar solo, then drums, then just dubstep, and it was really good.
Speaking of awesome solos on guitars, I just gotta mention, you know, if you ever want to see something really amazing done with a guitar that isn't a guitar solo, but a drum solo, watch Tommy Emmanuel.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him. Did he play at our school once, like our high school?
No, there was a trip, well, the guitar teacher is like obsessed with him, so there was a trip to go see him live in concert and meet him. I didn't get to go on that trip. Yeah. I was busy for some reason.
I didn't have money.
But yeah, I did later though go to see him live in concert, and it was freaking amazing.
I can't remember if it was like at that show or if it was him or somebody else, but I heard from some of the people who did go, like when he actually was up there, he was like spent his entire time like tuning his guitar or something. Or that might have been somebody else.
No, when I saw Tommy Emmanuel live in concert, he had a whole bunch of guitars lined up and they were all already tuned. Hmm. And he had one that he referred to, I think it was a tenor guitar. Yeah. It's super low.
So it's like all those animes where like someone walked up with like 18 guns, they start like shooting them off, and as soon as one of them runs out, just throw them away and grab another one?
Kind of like that. Only for him it's like when it gets either when he needs a different key, or it goes out of tune, or it gets too freaking scratched, because he scratches the bodies of his guitars to shit just to let them make a cool scratchy noise.
Yeah, he just up there playing, all of a sudden his guitar smashes, just throws it away, and another one he holds out his hand, and another one just comes flying out from, like, stage left.
Yeah.
Picks right back up where he left off. That'd be cool. Like, can you just imagine that? Just, like, you are so awesome at guitar, and so people think you're so awesome at guitar, you just have, like, people, no matter where you are, just hold your hand, someone will throw your guitar. It would be insane.
Like, please play mine, please! I need it to be my life to be complete, please!
Yeah, it's like, even if you don't have a guitar, like, people just, like, go find random pieces of metal, put them in their teeth, hold them in their, hold one of them in their toes, and just, like, throw themselves at them. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get to tune them, he actually just turns their toes.
Am I breaking bones here? Oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's like, oh, don't worry. It's absolutely fine. Oh, God, my toe!
It's good pain. It's good pain. I can handle it.
Yeah. Now call me a bitch. This is the guy who's really into it. Yeah.
I'm so thinking, please.
Yeah. It's like, here, now take this razor and shave some skin off my ass.
Oh.
I need to feel pain.
And pretty early on in the show, in a completely non-related topic of conversation, we've got sexual.
Of course we have. Yeah, Diz actually suggests we change the name of the show to the Any Porn Cast. Which I don't know if that would... I don't know if that would either hurt or help our subscriber numbers.
No, we should create an Any Porn Cast. It's just be, you know, commentary tracks for porn.
I would not be participating in that.
Honestly, I wouldn't be either, but it's a fun idea.
Damn it, it's all you.
No, it's not commentaries on porn. It's just like every other. It's just like every other podcast, but we just do it like porn. So, hey, but what porn have you been watching? And they just get into like a detailed discussion about different porn. Like, the cinematography of this scene was actually terrible. Like, I'm actually talking about the porn, just like deconstructing it. And then we actually just get into porn news.
Oh, that was terrible lighting. They should have had a light onto their left side there. There's too much shadow on her face.
Yeah, it's like they're using these weird gels and all the lighting. It makes everything look really weird.
They should have used a rose-covered lens there. Oh, and they should have used a wide angle there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, they really should have dubbed this audio over in post.
Oh, no.
Actually, that brings me to a non-porn topic. So, a little while ago, I decided to watch Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Oh, dude, what do you think?
It's a fucking amazing movie, but here's the thing. The version I got, because I did download it, because I never buy a movie unless I've already seen it and loved it, which I might end up buying Tucker and Dale vs. Evil at some point, but there's more on my list first. The version I downloaded, it was a rough cut version.
Oh.
So it didn't have any audio effects. Well, it had some.
They weren't like synced, though.
Rough ones. They weren't synced. It didn't have the final video effects, so it just had the practical effects and the acting and a few sound effects.
Yeah.
And no credits.
And little notes about where the effects are supposed to be and what's supposed to be happening with the effects.
So we're just standing there, oh, okay.
Oh, I get it. A bee's supposed to be flying onto his nose. Okay.
Yeah.
He gets impaled and he's like,
no, it was a bee.
Yeah, it was a bee. Like,
Alan Tudyk was being chased by bees.
Yeah, Tucker accidentally chainsaws into a beehive, then runs out waving his chainsaw around. They start running through the woods.
Wait.
And then as they're running, just... It's so great in that movie. Like, one of the reasons I love that movie is one of the reasons that I love Final Destination 3. Is that every single death is caused by the person who dies, pretty much.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, it kind of makes you think about other horror movies. You know, if you look at them from a different perspective, could they just be big misunderstandings?
Yeah. Oh, and another thing. The black guy in that movie, he's a Power Ranger. The red SPD Ranger.
How's he fit those dreads in that tight-fitting mask?
They're much shorter dreads in the show, and you really shouldn't, like... You really shouldn't try to deconstruct, like, the physics behind Power Rangers, because in that show, there's a giant space dog with, like, a 3-foot face that manages to fit inside a regular human-sized helmet.
I believe it.
Yeah,
believe the dreads, though.
Because, you know, space dog. And it's actually... It's actually really sad what they named him, because his real name is Anubis Kruger.
Okay, that's an awesome name.
They call him Doggy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like one of the Saban guys. It's like Saban was like watching The Room before he made this season. Hello, Doggy.
I've never actually seen The Room.
Neither have I.
I need to watch The Room at some point.
Coming soon, The Room Month. We watched The Room 4 weeks in a row.
Actually, I was thinking of October's theme month for commentaries, and I wanted to make it a Cabin in the Woods month, but I can't think of a fourth movie that involves the cabin in the woods.
Oh.
Because The Evil Dead.
Yep.
Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, The Cabin in the Woods.
Hmm?
I need a fourth movie.
We should research this.
Oh, what would a fourth movie be? Fuck.
And, yeah, it's... You know, you could pick one with any cabin in the woods, but then it kind of ruins the theme. I'd like it to be THE cabin in the woods.
Yeah. So anyone in the chat, If anyone in the chat or in the comments, please let us know if you know any movie that takes place in a cabin in the woods.
No, the cabin in the woods.
The one, yes.
That takes place in the cabin in the woods.
Same one from Evil Dead. Oh. The same one from the cabin in the woods.
Oh, good lord.
That cabin, that's the challenge. See, cabin in the woods, finding one that takes place in a cabin in the woods. Let's see, there's Tucker
Cabin
and Dale,
Fever.
Cabin Fever. Friday the 13th. There's tons.
Doesn't like part of Army of Darkness take place at the cabin, like a flashback?
Maybe a flashback, but
see,
that's pushing it.
It plays. So Tiger Claw, Anubis, that's an Egyptian name. So Tiger Claw says, Anubis, that's an Egyptian name, and I believe it is what they called one of their dog people. Anubis is the god of the dead.
Yeah, he's a god.
He's the god of embalming, I believe.
He's like the god of the dead. Someone dies, they go to the limbo area. He takes their heart, puts it on a scale, and weighs it next to a golden feather. If the feather is heavier than the heart, they go to the afterlife. If the feather is lighter than the heart gets fed to a crocodile.
All right.
I believe. Tigerclaw posted a Wikipedia article. I'm not going to look at it because that would make for amazing... Because while that would make for amazing content on this audio-only podcast... Whatever.
Yeah, it's actually a jackal. You're right, but it's close enough to being a dog.
It's close enough.
Aren't they a species of canine?
Yeah, aren't they like Canis something?
Canis Anubis?
Canis Jackass?
Something like that.
No.
Something Latin.
Canis Jackalotus. There we go.
Something Latin.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yep. Just put on glasses, deal with it.
So I've recently gotten into checking out shops of people who also use Spreadshirt.
Yeah, because for people out there who don't know, we have our own store, available at desoprods.com/store. Continue.
I checked out Jack's Film Store, and man, he just takes whatever logo he has, makes it as small and always a vector graphic, and he puts it on fucking everything.
Yeah, he
does sell girls' underwear with his logo.
Yeah, all of his shirts are either his logo or Bicha's.
Well, he's got a few others, but those are the ones he puts on everything.
Yeah.
Whoring.
Yeah. The only things that videos I really watch from Jack's Films are Your Grammar Sucks.
I like his other stuff too, honestly.
Like the only videos that I've actually gone back to and watched again, which is my I can't think of the word.
Soul to take?
No, I don't have one of those. Oh. You remember I traded to a friend of mine?
Oh yeah, for like an Oreo something or other.
The golden Oreo cakester.
Golden Oreo cakester.
It was a fucking good cakester.
That makes me jealous.
Who is this friend? I want to own your soul.
Former site contributor Donnie Grimm.
I will have a hard time tracking him down, but I will offer him two golden Oreo cakesters.
He lives in Odessa.
That reminds me of a book. It's called Johnny Gruesome. It's a really good book.
By the way, I've recommended this book to you before. If we go to Fan Expo, we can introduce you to the author. You would love this book.
Okay.
It's your type of book.
It's pretty graphic, though. There's like this scene where there's this naked girl and he's dead, right? So, yeah.
Is it a comic book?
It's his kind of book. No, it's not a comic book. Have to read it and imagine the naked girl's book.
Okay, so it's a book-ass book.
Yeah. But it's an awesome one. People get their throats slit out with cool descriptions.
Maybe it's available in audio format on Audible, which I may be able to get to by going to audibletrial.com/deathdoorprods and signing up for a free 14-day trial.
Well, that was a really good plug. Probably not. It's not that popular of a book.
You never know.
It is, but it's not really... It's not like average public popular.
Or it could be on Kobo, which I could get through by clicking one of the sponsor links on desoprods.com. They put self-published books on like Kindle and other things.
You're really looking for any chance to whore yourself out, aren't you?
I want money. I had this realization not 10 minutes ago. I am way too busy for someone who doesn't get paid.
No, I get that too. I mean, I have an actual job, but, like, I do this shit too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but my YouTube account is monetized. Our YouTube account is monetized now, so there's that.
Watch our YouTube videos.
Yes. We have the potential to be raking in that YouTube money. As the gangsters on YouTube are to say.
Share our YouTube videos.
Yes. Like, subscribe. And speaking of our YouTube videos, we need a name for our news thing. Because right now it's just called the Desktop Prods News thing. And yes, that is an ellipses in there. Fucking visualize that shit.
Well, I'm very bad at names, actually. You don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, I don't.
Names are terrible.
Yeah.
Death Door Prod's Newstacular.
You're fired.
Well, then, I guess that's the end of the Death Door Prod's Newstacular.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that Brovy would say.
Yeah. Newstacular. Call it the Newstacular, bro.
Oh.
He's probably so bro-y that he'd say bra. It's like, call the Newstacular bra.
You don't always bra, man. There's a difference between your bros and your bras, right? Like, your bra is, like, really tight with you. Whereas your bro, it's just a bro.
Yes, bras can be very tight. And bros, yeah, they're just your bros, and you want to punch them in the face. There is quite the difference. One is just
T-shirt.
Fabric, one is punchable.
Yeah. T-shirt. Bras and bros.
What exactly would it say? Bras are tighter than bros?
It would have like a little line in the middle, say bra on one side and show two bros like hugging it out, and then it'd have bro on the other side with one guy with one bro punching another bro in the face. Done. Instant money. Art people, get on that.
That reminds me, actually today we were walking and in like this truck. I think it was a gray truck. There's this guy in the passenger seat. He's wearing one of those bright green t-shirts, like, you know, one of the bro t-shirts.
Yeah.
It didn't have a collar, though. I was surprised. It didn't have a collar.
That is actually really surprising.
And here's the thing, though. He compensated for that. He was wearing a slightly lighter shaded gray fedora, which looked ridiculous on him. Wasn't the right size. And wearing the big aviator kind of looking shitty ass crappy glasses that have the bright lime green rims to them.
Oh god, it was a hipster bro.
Yeah.
That is the worst. I've started seeing those everywhere, actually. It is the worst trend. Hipster bros need to die.
How is that?
How could you be a hipster and a bro? I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it is like
they don't know what they are.
Yeah, it's like someone that just has like a crisis of identity where like all they want to do is just hang out with their bros and drink, but they don't want to drink anything too mainstream.
They want to be different, but they're still a bro.
Yeah, it's like they want to join a fraternity, but all the fraternities are too mainstream.
Let's play some Coblops, bro. Let's go for Halo 3.
They're both too mainstream.
Nah, bro, let's go for Quake.
Yeah. It's like, no, fuck that shit, bro, I'm playing Wolfenstein.
Speaking of which, I actually have the Xbox 360 Wolfenstein here right now. I need to play it at some point.
Yeah. Now, speaking of playing, I am now, like, I have on my channel, on the DestroProds.com YouTube channel, some things that would lead you to believe that I would be doing some Let's Plays of games like Dungeons of Dreadmore, or Secret of Monkey Island, or Trine. But due to some unforeseen technological circumstances with my recorder, I will not be able to do those.
Oh, that's a shame.
I like Monkey Island.
Yes,
that's
but
an awesome game.
Yes, but I did manage to get myself some recording software. So now I will be only for the foreseeable future, I'll be doing Let Me Play That For You's of SNES games.
SNES.
Yep, such as Mega Man X.
Do Legend of Zelda, it's fucking hard.
500 episodes later, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, it's like, I'm stuck in this fucking forest, I'm trying to find the Master Sword.
In my two Let's Plays, I managed to clear one dungeon.
Yeah. And I said, SNES, not Ness.
Oh, right, SNES, not, right. What's a SNES Legend of Zelda game?
Link to the Past?
There you go, play Link to the Past.
No, Link to the Past was, handheld.
Oh.
I have it. Are you thinking Legend of Link?
I don't know.
Or is it Legend of Zelda 2?
I don't know. I've been watching some playthroughs. I've been watching some guys, Egoraptor and JonTron, who now have a new channel called Game Grumps. They've been playing through a bunch of old games. They're playing Mega Man 7, Link to the Past, and a Kirby game.
Okay, actually, I have a really good suggestion for you. Since you've been playing newer Mortal Kombat, and you're more into the series than me...
Mortal Kombat!
I can still guarantee, go back to the first one. If it's been a few years since you've played it, you'll remember having mastered it, but then as soon as you play it, you'll be like, what the fuck made this game so hard?
I have never played the original Mortal Kombat.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, that game. From what I've seen of it, like, I've watched a bunch of gameplay of it, and yeah, it's a thing, like, all right.
I can win playing with Sub-Zero, but I'm cheap as shit.
Well, you kind of have to be in that game.
Like, it's just like, medium punch over and over and over again.
Or just, get over here! I wonder if that's still Ed Boon doing that. Like in Mortal Kombat 9, I wonder if that's still Ed Boon saying, get over here.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've been trying to get in contact with someone from NetherRealms. I want to talk to them about Injustice. Because that game looks fucking awesome.
It does look awesome for a fighting game. I'm not much into fighting games.
And the roster so far is really weird. Like, okay, so Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, I get that. But Solomon, Grundy, and Cyborg?
Whoosh. No,
Solomon Grundy's a zombie and Cyborg's a cyborg.
Zombies and cyborgs make everything better. Cyborg, Ninja Jesus or whatever the fuck it is.
One of them, yes. The zombie fights Batman and the cyborg is a Teen Titan.
Ew.
He's also black.
Hey, what's your problem with the Teen Titans?
I don't like them.
Why?
Because I don't.
Have you seen or read any of their stuff?
A bit, yes.
Like the TV show, the weird, like, insanely anime TV show?
I've seen that, too.
Believe me, the Teen Titans have gotten better.
I hope so, because I saw them and I read some of them, and I'm like, oh, no, close.
Yeah. New Teen Titans are better.
Pixelbot is in desperate need of tacos.
Yeah. You and Gurr. Sorry, I watched a lot of paintings talking with Garter Belt recently. And Chuck in that is very much Gurr, only less interesting. Well,
taco.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. The thing it made me. Why is a robot able to make me hungry?
She's not a robot. She's a cyborg.
There's a difference. Damn it!
Why can the partial cyborg human robot thing make me hungry?
Because she mentioned tacos.
Yeah, they need food too.
Can't they just, like, chew on something, like,
no.
Edible? Like, plastic?
No, cyborgs have enough of a human component that they require food.
So what's the cutoff, then?
Well, if you start out with mostly human, if you start as human and then add robot bits to it, then they need food. If you start as a robot and add human bits to it, then they don't need food. Like, the Terminator is actually a cyborg.
So what if you just, like, replace the entire body except the brain?
The brain would still need nourishment.
Yeah, but it wouldn't need food.
It could probably get its energy source some other way.
Yeah, probably.
It depends on the actual science of it is what I'm going to say, but Pixelbot is a type of... obviously, since Pixelbot will explode without tacos, Pixelbot is a type of cyborg that needs to eat.
Yeah. And some robots just need tacos, like Gurr. He needs tacos, he needs waffles, he needs burritos, he needs tuna.
But she never says that she needs to eat the tacos. Perhaps she just needs to smell the tacos. Or see the tacos.
Pixelbot, help us out here.
We're confused. Explain yourself.
Come on, RoboBro.
No.
Does Pixelbot actually listen to us, or does she just respond when we type in the chat?
I have no idea. I want to know. This is information I want to know now.
She's a physically disabled cyborg. She can't hear. She's deaf and needs tacos now.
Oh, speaking of robots, I tried to watch Beetleborgs recently.
Tried to watch?
Yes. So, Beetleborgs is another series from Saban, and it follows in a very similar vein to Power Rangers, where a bunch of young people are given weird suits and fight evil.
I'm guessing it's not nearly as awesome as I remember then, eh?
So when I went back and tried to watch the original Power Rangers, I was able to get through a good few episodes. Do you want to know what was a big contributing factor to that?
What?
The theme song. Go-Go Power Rangers is a fantastic theme song. I still, like, anytime I hear it, I still kind of rock out on the inside. Beetleborgs, on the other hand, Big Bad Beetleborgs, I am not kidding, doesn't have that awesome of a theme song. It is terrible. It is a fucking horrible theme song. Like, Beetleborgs Metallics, the second season theme song, was better. But the original Big Bad Beetleborgs thing was terrible. And the entire premise of the show is retarded. So,
I don't even remember.
So, I will tell you. Three kids, about 10 years old, one day they go into a haunted house. While in there, they accidentally hit a piano and free a ghost, who looks a lot like the Joker. Joker ghost, called Flabber, then gives them quote-unquote superpowers and turns them into comic book characters, because in that world, the Beetleborgs are comic book characters. So, the white kid gets the ability of telekinesis, in that he can point at something and kind of make it lift up a bit.
Wow, what a shitty superpower. Yes.
The girl gets super strength, in that she can lift up a couch with one hand. And not, like, lift it up over her head, just lift it up. Like you were going to vacuum under it.
So,
now, that's at least useful to have around the house.
Yeah.
He could, like, be across the room and be like, girl, boobs, Ray.
girl, shirt, Ray.
Yeah. And then, the black kid gets super speed, in that he can run upstairs a bit faster than I can. That's their powers.
I understand.
I'm guessing they were very limited in the budget. So they had to try to fucking telekinesis, how do we do that? Like, tie a string around a can of beans, we're good. And then, like, super strength, put the couch on, like, a lift thing. And then super speed, we'll, like, film this kid running upstairs and then speed it up by, like, a quarter.
Well, then, wow.
So, Tire Claw, a ghost called Flabber. I guess he was flabbergasted. Yeah! I can't do the yeah from the theme song of CSI.
Of course you can't.
I need that on a sound. We need to get a fucking office space, and we need to get a soundboard.
I really like that though.
We need these things.
Just so you know, office space, I'm not moving. I'm not living with you.
I know.
And we won't feed you every day. No. Maybe like once a month, we'll like feed you. We'll put like a dog baggie on your doorstep.
So it best be a place I can reach in London.
Yeah, just find some place underground, preferably, so that I don't get hot.
Ooh, Fang changed his name to Fang with a capital.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Shit just got real.
Oh, God, we're starting to think alike. This is
so
dangerous.
Lame.
Yeah. What, it... How could you not make that joke? And also, I'm a bit disappointed because Recanalite is not in the chat.
Yes, where did he go?
He showed up once. Yeah, he showed up once, said hi, then left.
I now entered your life. Your life is complete.
Yes. Then we named a drink after him.
I still have to actually make up that drink.
Well, a potential future drink.
I'm working on it.
I guess you were talking like a soda beverage, but I guess I'm thinking mixed alcoholic drink.
No, that's what I was thinking
okay.
of. Yeah,
we're working on it.
Yeah, like, do you not remember the entire conversation we had? Like,
yeah, I have a very bad memory, but Ninja Kitty's working on it mostly.
I have a worse memory and I remembered it.
What happened? No.
Shut up.
Quiet, you.
Who?
Both of you. You're saying you're the same person, remember?
Exactly. Who? No.
No, he said shut up.
No, I said quiet, you. Hey, Tiger Claw just sent us the fucking Miami. See, it's not Miami sound. Thank you, Tiger Claw. You are now my favorite person ever. Would you like a job?
If only we had a soundboard to do this with. I'm sure I can figure that out. I gotta try harder. Ninja Kitty, do you think you could help us with that?
What?
Getting a soundboard that we can use over Skype so that we can play sounds on the podcast.
I have to do a lot of research, but possibly.
Again, a lot easier with office space. Just get an actual soundboard, plug it into a mixer. Boom.
We'll see. I'll see what I can do about the whole soundboard. I might be able to have like a virtual version of it.
Hey, that plays. If you can get working on Skype, it plays.
Okay. I will be looking at this after we're done on this.
A lot of people are talking about the Steam sale, and yeah, currently the Nameless One is staying over at my place, and yeah, he is. I'm pretty sure right now he's actually just on Steam buying things.
Why isn't he on?
Oh, because we only have one mic and one set of headphone things with this thing.
Oh, get a headphone splitter. Dollarama, a buck.
I don't have a buck.
Walk up and down.
You know what the Nameless One does? Nameless One always has money.
Yeah, I know. Except right now he's saying that he doesn't, so we can't get food.
He's lying because he doesn't want to feed you.
I know. This is usually what happens. If he stays over for any couple of days, he'll start out saying, "Yeah, I don't have money," and then all of a sudden pull like a wad of bills.
Yeah, no, I believe me, I know him well.
Yeah,
I've known him since like grade 2.
Yeah, that's a bit longer than me. Yeah, I know he has money. I can smell it.
You can smell the non-existent food that it's going to buy.
Of course, right now he's probably buying 1,000 things on Steam, being like, I don't have any money.
Yeah, I totally don't have any money. Oh, hey, look, every BioWare game for $100. Click.
I'm buying it with credit. Yeah, credit.
My mom's buying it for me. Yes, my mother. Shifty eyes.
Your face. Yeah,
his mom would make him pay back.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's stealing it from the special needs people who live with him? Because special needs people live with him. Or for all I know, he just, like, fucking has some weird, like D.B. Cooper, like, hidden stash of money in his RV.
Actually, I kind of know
because,
a couple of ways that he has money.
Because for a while he lived in his RV. He lived in an RV for a good few months.
For one, he does get paid for work that he does.
Yep, I know.
And two, I don't know how much money in collectibles you know about that he has.
Wow.
But it's a lot.
Well, I don't know.
A lot. Like in retro gaming systems and hockey cards and... Yeah, he's got a lot of money in collectibles.
Hmm.
Smell that potential money.
I knew
he'll never
money.
Sell any of it, but it's sitting around gaining value.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Like, get him to write a will, then choke him to death with his own ponytail. He's like,
I keep forgetting about the ponytail.
It's like, oh, he left all of his collectibles to me. He's like, I will keep them and cherish his memory. And what? With, like, saying that with one hand, and the other hand, just like on eBay.
I'll cherish this memory by buying things I want. Yes.
Yes. I'll cherish this memory by swimming, by laying in a bathtub full of the money that I'll get from selling all the things he left me.
squirm action I make just reminds me of him.
It's something I always wanted. Something I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to just lay in a bathtub full of money.
That is very dirty. You'd be covered in cocaine traces and bacteria and probably every single thing out there that is bad for
you. Every STD you can think of.
I didn't say in someone else's money, just like...
It doesn't matter whose money it is. It's been circulating. Unless you tell the Mint, give me fresh money.
Yes.
It costs a lot of money to get them to do that.
For all you...
You are rolling around in disease and germs and cocaine.
Not if their bill's fresh from the Mint. Like the Mint's just like going out, like rolling out their old... It's like going out to collect old bills and replace it with new bills. Just slam it to the side of their car, grab a couple bags of money, run away, fill a bathtub with them, then dive in.
All right, if you're sure that it's fresh money, then yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is perfectly fine, except, you know, whoever handled it up to then.
Just get those
with gloves.
Just get those brand new plastic bills.
They don't hold nearly as much disease or cocaine.
They can go through your washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can clean that money.
Exactly. Just do that. Just get, like, a bunch of the plastic bills from random people, throw it in the washing machine, put it on spin cycle, then dry it all, throw it into the washing machine, throw it into the tub, and then it'll have some nice, cozy, warm money.
Or you could,
it's
like,
got to be all 50s and 100s, though, so you need quite a bit of money. Whereas if you like to do like, fives...
So gross, though. All red and brown.
If I'm going to be in a bathtub full of money, I prefer it to be 100s and 50s.
Good point.
Yeah.
Red and brown. Oh, God.
It's more pink.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, Americans. We have pink money.
Oh, yeah. For
$50.
And our tens are purple.
But our hundreds are gold.
They're brownie goldy.
Gold that's gold enough.
They're golden chocolate.
Yeah, our 20s are green.
And then there's blue.
The blue $5 bills. We don't have a dollar bill. We have a dollar coin.
Yeah. It's called a loony.
Currency.
It's called a loony because there's a loon on it. And then we have the toonie because it's worth two loonies. Aren't names great?
I hate the new coins, though. They suck. They're all weird, shaded, and they feel thin and horrible.
And you know what? The new Looney and Toonie, I'm not sure about the Toonie, but I know that the new Looney does not work in vending machines.
Oh. Oh, but something cool that I actually saw, apparently the Mint is like, we probably already talked about this, but the Mint's making, like, quarters with dinosaurs on the back of them.
Why?
Because...
Fucking dinosaurs. You need a reason?
Is it to honor the Albertosaurus or something?
I have no idea, but it's just a dinosaur on the back, and it glow, and the skeleton of the dinosaur glows in the dark.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to wear off.
It'd be awesome. Like
fucking mints,
man. Like you just get all the quarters, put them in, like, direct sunlight for a couple minutes, then go to some really dark corner and just look at all the dinosaur skeletons in front of you like, oh, yeah.
That's very creepy.
It's strictly for people like us, just really weird nerds who would freak out over that kind of stuff.
Don't lump me in with you.
Too bad you are lumped in.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
You're on this show. What do you expect me to do?
And you do very well on this show. We come up with better content when you're on this show.
I'm not supposed to be here.
It's my day off.
It started off as a temporary thing, but you are now a permanent fixture on the Anything Cast, and you cannot help it.
My voice is too annoying. Even I hate my voice when I hear it, and I'm like, oh, you can't even hear the bass in my voice. All you hear is the
so bass. Yes, so do I. I hate my own voice, but I still do. But I still host 6 podcasts, as well as a new weekly news feature.
He just never listens to them.
Exactly. You don't have to listen to your own. You don't have to listen to podcasts you're on.
That's true. And I want to play Legend of Zelda.
So,
fuck.
My job is quite interesting.
Tell us. It's like, why don't you tell us about it, Bobby-Wan?
I want to get into this. Without getting into too much detail, I am currently a substitute counselor at a summer camp. So if someone gets sick or has a vacation or, say, I don't know, trips over a child playing octopus and breaks his foot and is now hobbling around on crutches, then I get called into work. That's why I've been working the past week. But I did a trip to a place called Adventures on Wonderland, which is You know what a McDonald's play place is like?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, four of those with some extra stuff sort of combined together.
Huh.
But without the McDonald's part.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, so they're worse.
No, it's actually a lot better. It's kind of fun. So.
Yeah, they don't have food. Like, the only reason
they do have food, actually. It's actually pretty cheap food. You can get a burger, fries, and a pop for $5.
Damn.
Yeah. Of course, everything is made on a conveyor belt oven, but...
Hey, but, they cook well.
So they just, like, put everything together and it's all frozen and put it on the conveyor belt and it comes to the other side, like, cooked?
Well, no, it's just the oven that they use. Like, if they're going to grill a burger patty, they slap it on there. If they're going to cook a pizza, they slap it on there. And it cooks everything the same.
Yeah. What I really want I want the hydrator from Back to the Future Part 3.
That would be fucking amazing.
You know, it's like, go out...
Wasn't it from Back to the Future Part 2?
Part 2, yes. Part 3 is the Western.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Back to the Future Part 2, just go in there and just, like... So like hydrate level 5, and then it just pops out a pizza.
Yeah, that'd be freaking amazing.
Be fucking awesome.
Anyways, I'm covered in bruises because I didn't just watch the kids or go in to make sure that everything was okay. No,
yes,
I went and fucking played in that thing.
Yes, I went in and I beat them mercilessly. That's why I have so many bruises on my knuckles.
I fucking played in that thing, and I'm like, I want to have my birthday party here. And I looked it up, and apparently they don't do birthday parties for adults.
Pah.
Go figure.
Yeah, I mean, like, laser tag play, sure, but...
Well, the one thing I could do is I could actually have a birthday party at Adventures on Wonderland, only if I rent the whole facility, which is like $1,300.
Damn, son.
So that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought...
So, Bobby Wall's 22nd birthday will be taking place at Laser Tag.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah. Birthday's my 21st, by the way.
Oh, I thought you're older than me, aren't you?
I'm not quite a year older than you.
Okay, I thought you were just a year older than me.
I'm ahead of you enough that I'm a grade above you in school.
Yep.
Which is to say, neither of us is in school.
And yet I'm still the boss.
Sorry, what?
And yet I'm still the boss around here.
Something
I find great. I'm the youngest person on this website, and I'm the one in charge.
It happens.
It's great.
We do have that 2-for-1 play, too. I do want to go to Laser Quest on our birthdays, but...
Yeah, but that fucking kid.
Oh, fucking ace. Everywhere has an ace.
Yeah, so people out there who are wondering about this term. In the town that me and Bovey are from... there was this place called Elan Games. It was essentially a modern-day video arcade. They just had a bunch of different... It's a bunch of, like, rows after row of gaming PCs with a bunch of games loaded on them. Go in there, pay for, like, $6 for an hour, and just get to play. There was one kid there. His name was Ace. He spent every waking hour at that place, and he was annoying as fuck.
Seriously, you could look at the leaderboards of who had spent the most hours there that month. He would always get over $1,000. That's over $6,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah, he had, like, they started giving out elite awards, like awards for people who have spent 1,337 hours there. He was the first one to get that award. Like, he once even came in, he had fucking shot himself in the ear. He came in with a fucking bullet wound in his ear.
How did he shoot himself in the ear?
Because he's retarded.
First of all, who gave him a gun?
Who was stupid enough to do that?
Who gave Ace a gun?
I have no idea! Probably uses mighty retard powers to break into someone's gun, like, rack.
God damn it, Ace.
Yeah, whatever. He came in just, like, head wrapped up in gauze with, like, a big pad thing over his ear. Yeah,
Are you sure it was a... bullet hole, though? Are you sure you didn't just say that's what it was?
I'm probably exaggerating. I think it was like a BB gun or something.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I just like to assume that he tried to shoot himself and failed.
Oh, please.
It's like, I can't live in this world anymore. Damn it, I missed!
Everyone I know hates me!
Yeah.
Boom.
It's like my parents refused to give me any more money, so I can't go to Elaine anymore. Blap. Damn it, I missed.
That's why he didn't just buy his own fucking gaming PC.
Yeah.
And like, all the games.
Like, they probably could have kept the place up and running with Ace alone. But they didn't. And now it's shut down, and I'm sad.
Yeah, it is sad that Elan's gone. But yeah, you haven't even gotten into the annoyingness that is Ace.
He never shut up.
Never.
Stop shooting me! Stop shooting me! Stop! You're cheating!
No, he didn't say it whiny like that. It was screaming, "Oh, come on, why did I get shot?"
Yeah,
Only worse. And so yeah, we've come up with the term for an annoying little shit.
Yep. He is the ace. Yes.
Yeah, everybody out there, when you're somewhere in a place and you're trying to have a good time, there's just this little kid, and he just won't shut the fuck up. And there's nothing you can do to get him to stop. And the people there won't make him stop. That is an ace. He's probably always there, and they are running that business.
Well, to be fair, the guys at Elaine did try to shut him up a few times.
Yeah, they at least tried. What I hated at the laser tag place was not the kid. It was the staff. He did fuck all.
What they should have got Ace, though, is one of those Radio Shack things that's like, if your audio from your mouth reaches above certain decibel levels, you need to shut up.
What they should have got him was one of those shock collars.
Yes, dog shock collars.
Dogs.
Yeah, like,
every time he starts screaming,
yeah, too loud.
Yeah.
And it's automatic, so he can't be like, stop shocking me when I didn't deserve it.
It's like, hey man, we're not shocking you. You're shocking yourself. So what you got?
Or, no. Have it like wired through his mouse. Fuck!
Every time he clicks?
Yeah.
Just punish him as long as he's there.
Yeah.
Laces food with laxative. Four
no,
sub-finishes.
I don't think Ace ever went to the bathroom. He would just shit himself.
Not with diapers either.
It's like, man, I got pee. And then all of a sudden his mom runs in with a bedpan.
Oh.
I surprisingly never saw his mother.
I don't think he has one. I think he just, like, spawned somewhere.
He spawned somewhere with a shitload of money.
Yeah, like, as... You know, like,
he shits money, that's what it is.
Yeah, he's like Roger from, what is it?
American Dad.
Yeah. He just shits money and diamonds. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Hey, so you need to pay for some more time. Here you go.
It's like 8 years out of time. All right, just
that's
give me
exactly how you would say it, too, by the way.
It's like, all right, Ace, you're out of time. It's like, all right, just give me, like, 5 minutes. Just runs down to, like, Taco Bell, grabs a thing. Then while he's running back, you just see him with his pants down, like, on, like, some, like, bedpan on wheels. Just, tunk, there you go.
Oh, that is so gross.
Yeah. You're welcome, Internet.
Hey, Al. Nobody else but the three of us knows what Ace looks like. So now I've got the image in my head of Ace shitting money.
Yep.
But nobody else does, because they don't know
new
what
t-shirt.
He looks like.
Well, here's what
no.
you do. Audience, think of the most annoying kid you've ever met in your life, and imagine him running down the street with
wait,
a wheeled-up bedpan
yeah,
under his
so, ass. Like, imagine the most annoying person in your entire life. Add about 50 pounds to him, shrink him by about 3 feet, and then give him blonde hair. There
and
you go.
Take away a few teeth.
Yes. There we go. Ace. Boom.
Oh, God. Kid really brought it on himself. I don't know why he had to act like that all the time. Everyone would be like, Ace, shut up, dude. Come
yep.
on. He'd do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He must have something wrong with him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was retarded. Or he might have had just a more severe case of what I have.
No, that would not do that.
Nope.
But you never know.
You would have, like, attention deficit or whatever. You need it, whatever. Something to do with Ritalin.
Yeah. ADHD. I don't know. Something. So, out of news?
I suppose.
Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we move on to news?
let's do news.
Okay, so now it's time for news of the... This is news. These are stories that for one reason or another we didn't get around to writing articles about. Starting with, Fred Willard has been fired from PBS because he pulled his dick out of the movie theater.
Who's Fred what?
Fred Willard. He's an old guy who's been in a few, movies and things.
Oh, so old guy. Oh, no wonder there was such a big fuss and muss.
Well, so he worked for PBS for a while, and then he was recently fired because he was arrested for, indecent exposure, yeah. So he just, apparently, he allegedly pulled his pants down in an L.A. movie theater, just started waving his dick around.
Well, sometimes, you gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Because, yeah. Okay, moving on. So, at Comic-Con, at the... Fuck, what's it called? I'm at look at the article right now. At the Starship Smackdown, which is this big panel they hold there every year, where, bloggers, writers, authors, designers, they come up on stage and debate the merits of different Starship various sci-fi series. Sounds fucking awesome. So this year, they reached a stalemate, and the one who settled it was astrophysicist, nerd, and founder of the Badass Notification Institute, or BANI as I call it, Neil deGrasse Tyson, stood up in the middle of the thing and just owned everybody with the flying saucer from the day the Earth stood still. There's a video of this. It is awesome. Fucking, I don't even know, dude.
You should post it for the people in the audience.
I just closed the window.
Oh.
Why did you close the window? Oh, probably because they're not talking at all about our podcast.
Yep, so people who listen to this on iTunes, if you're interested, I'll be posting this in the comments on the post on deathstoreprods.com. So, moving on. Rush Limbaugh, everyone's favorite retard, says that The Dark Knight Rises is actually an attack on Mitt Romney.
You've explained this already, and I find it fucking hilarious.
I explained it to you, but never on a show.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, I find it fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so, for those of you who don't know, for some reason, the main villain in The Dark Knight Rises is Bane, the roided-up luchador wrestler who is best known for breaking Batman's back. So, and for those of you who also don't know, Mitt Romney, who is the current Republican presidential electee or whatever, he used to work for a company called Bain Capital. And so using the astounding logic of the Rush Limbaugh brain, he deduced that this movie must be attack on Mitt Romney. So, there is a long quote on here. Do you want me to... I feel like I should read the whole thing just so people get it.
I don't know what Rush Limbaugh sounds like, but try and impersonate him.
I can't. I
just do it like this.
I can't sound that retarded. And I know
okay.
It's...
Can you just Skype chat me the quote? I'll read it out.
Okay.
Oh, fine. Don't just read it.
Yeah. Bonus content. I guess.
Bonus content?
Yeah, only go to DestroProz.com and you can feel Bovey doing his best Rush Limbaugh impersonation.
I'll have to look at some Rush Limbaugh videos first, but...
Okay, so he says, do you think it's accidental that the name of a really vicious, fire-breathing, four-eyed, whatever it is, villain in this movie is named Bane?
Fire-breathing?
Yeah, he doesn't breathe fire, he doesn't have four eyes either.
Well, yeah, we know Bane doesn't wear glasses.
No, he wears a luchador mask. A luchador. Whatever, so... He continues, this evil villain in the new Batman movie is named Bane, and there's discussion out there as to whether or not this was purposeful and whether or not it will influence voters. It's going to have a lot of people. The audience is going to be huge. A lot of people are going to see the movie. And it's a lot of brain-dead people. Entertainment, the pop culture crowd. And they're going to hear Bane in the movie, and they're going to associate Bane. He spelled, so the first Bane was Bane from the comics, and the second Bane was Bane Capital.
First of all, I'd like to point out that he's calling other people brain dead, and yes. He doesn't even realize that this villain has been around for much longer than just the movie.
Yeah, and it's another thing. Like, he's saying everyone's brain dead. So all these really stupid people are going to associate this well-known comic book villain with a not-so-well-known giant conglomerate.
I've never heard of them.
Limbaugh brought it to my attention, I didn't even know that this Bane company existed or that Mitt Romney had worked for it because I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, I only know about it because I watched The Daily Show. Whatever. He continued, and the thought is that when they're going to start paying attention on to the campaign later in the year, and Obama and Democrats keep talking about Bane, not Bane Capital, but Bane, but Romney and Bane, that these people will start thinking back to the Batman movie and say, oh yeah, I know who that is.
Well, that is a stupid argument, but I must say, it would be a smart move for the Democrats.
Yeah, it's like...
Mitt Romney's with Bane.
It's like, Mitt Romney is a roided up luchador wrestler. He will break your back.
Barack Obama just walks out wearing a Batman costume.
Yeah. It's like, I'm Batman and I approve this message. And it's like, I'm Batman and I approve this message. Okay. So, moving on. On the 19th of this month, in Aurora, Colorado, a man wearing a gas mask and a bulletproof vest went into a midnight screening of The Dark Rises and opened fire on a group of people. Yep. So, the man, named James Holmes, killed 12 people and left 50 wounded.
I thought that the number of deaths was like in the 30s.
Nope. Yeah, so he apparently, at 12:30 a.m., he came into the theater, threw out a gas canister, and then started opening fire. And some people say that he was armed with a handgun, an AK-47, and a shotgun.
So, you know, conflicting stories.
People were saying he was armed with all three of them.
All three of them?
Yes,
he only killed 12 people?
Yeah, he's that bad.
Man, he's got to learn how to shoot.
Yep. So, moving on. God of War, so the team currently developing God of War Ascension, is deciding to pull back on some of Kratos' violence against women.
Oh, come on, that's like a huge part of his character.
It's a huge part of his character is violence against everybody. Yes, yeah, so, David Hewitt, the design manager, said to IGN, there are some things we pull back from. I think this has been an issue, I think where this has been an issue is with violence against women. The team's pulled back from some of that and assessed that a little more carefully. There are certain things that Carrie has the different kind of resonance that we don't want to get into. This isn't about statement making in that regard. It's about fleshing out this character. Which I guess makes kind of some sense, because this is before he was, you know, covered in the ashes of his dead family. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, if it's a prequel, I guess it would make sense that he's less violent and less rapey.
Yeah, well, was he really rapey? Like, in all those games, he just kind of walked into a room full of naked women and they all sexed him.
Yeah, they were actually kind of willing participants, so yeah. I wouldn't call that violence against women.
But there are that bits where, like, the screaming civilians are going around, you just grab them and stab them and rip them in half and to get health back.
Oh, well, you can do that to any of the civilians, whether they be women or not.
Yeah. And so apparently the team also going to be reevaluating the violence in God of War as a whole. So,
but violence is God of War. Take away the violence and you've got...
a very bad drama.
You've got X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Boom! Suck it.
I went there.
Yeah, so Hewitt said, in regards to taking back the violence... In fact, the team has a set of rules that define those sorts of things very clearly. Where it shows itself is how the combat designers and the animators have designed Kratos' moves. He's always leaning forward. He's always moving forward. He's seeking revenge, and he's after his ultimate objective, and he will tear through enemies, rip them in half, as quickly as he can. But there's not a lot of flourishes. There's not any kind of enjoying the moment. There's nothing about this that he's enjoying. So yeah. I guess they're toning back the balance because they want Kratos to have a good time. Okay.
Logic. He's not supposed to have a good time. He's supposed to be death incarnate.
Yeah, he's supposed to just be rawr than bleeds.
I thought it was war and then everyone else's eyes bleed. Or something like that. Violence, violence, violence.
Something like that. Okay, so, moving on. Marvel is currently investigating the leaked announcement about Guardians of the Galaxy. So, a while ago, a couple weeks ago, Latina Review came on, posted a story saying that the next Marvel movie, the one that was yet to be announced, was Guardians of the Galaxy. And this is a few days before Marvel had before Marvel's planned announcement. And so they are currently looking into how they got that information.
Uh-oh.
Marvel doesn't know who you are, but Marvel will find you, and Marvel will kill you.
Yeah, so Marvel, quote-unquote, security consultant Robert Grosser emailed some people at Latino Review demanding the sources of, quote, confidential, non-public information concerning Iron Man 3 and Guardians of the Galaxy, because apparently they also have some info about Iron Man 3, which I didn't see. And so he also offered to pay for that information. He said, if you provide me with a source, I'll make it worth your effort. So when asked about this email, a Marvel spokesperson had nothing to say. Yeah. Mm. And apparently Marvel has had a bunch of IP stuff stolen over the weeks, like a bunch of scripts and stuff that had gone missing.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made.
Hmm. Yeah, so Latina Review, so the guy who wrote the article in Latina Review said that he will not be responding to the email, quote, because I've done nothing wrong. Representative of my favorite comic house just stepped into my life with no legal authority to demand anything and threaten my career for doing my job well. So, yeah. The entire letter that was sent by Grosser to Latino Review is currently up on the Hollywood Reporter, your THR Esquire.
But still, how did he get information unless he knows somebody?
Yeah, somebody emailed him. They don't know who the email was sent from, sent by, and so that's why they want. They're telling this guy, hey, tell us who at Marvel sent you this shit, and we'll pay you. And he was like, no.
He's getting enough money as it is.
Yeah. It's like, bitch, I'm getting paid already. I don't give a fuck. Okay, so, moving on. EA has signed a thing asking the government to I'll just read the thing. So, EA has signed an amicus brief asking to appeal the Defense of Marriage Act. So, for those of you who don't know, the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, was a bill that was passed into law in 1996 by Clinton, which said that no state or political subdivision is required to recognize a same-sex marriage or union if it occurred in another state.
That is a really stupid law.
Yeah, so EA, along with Google, eBay, Starbucks, CBS, Viacom, and Zynga, as well as a bunch of other ones.
Viacom's doing something not evil?
Yeah, so they have made up a thing and are sending it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to try to get the bill, to try to get DOMA taken out of effect. Yeah.
Well, if it's Google, it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm just surprised, and apparently EA's been doing a lot of stuff for, they were involved in a bunch of, gay rights things. They made a bunch of videos for, the It Gets Better movement.
Make it better? What?
It Gets Better. It's, the series of videos that are on YouTube of, a bunch of older gay people, famous people and just regular people, just saying to young gay kids that it gets better as you get older.
It gets better.
No, the goal is to, reduce the gay suicide rate.
Yeah. Moving
on. Okay, that's a stupid reason for suicide, but yes, moving on.
It's being ridiculed so hard that you want to kill yourself is a stupid reason for killing yourself?
I had people try and tease me in school. I made them cry.
Yeah, but this is a but these are people who the entirety of American society is telling them they're evil.
Yeah, but they're not.
Yeah, but like damn. Whatever, moving on. We're not gonna get into the gay this time. But moving on. So Gamers Helping Gamers, a big group thing that was founded by some famous Magic players, have started awarding scholarships to students who are really good at playing Magic the Gathering. Yep.
Scholarships for Magic the Gathering.
No, it's scholarships for kids who are really for people who are really good at Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Yes.
And
so
the premise of this is what?
The premise of this is like they will be holding so, like it'll be like at tournaments, I guess. Like people who go into Magic tournaments, if they like win a tournament or something, and they are planning on going to school, they'll get a scholarship for whatever school they want to go to study whatever they want.
Huh.
Yep.
Oh my, what on earth is happening? I'm scared.
Yeah, so the charity is called Gamers Helping Gamers. It's founded by, let's see here. So it's founded by John Finkel, Tim McKenna, Bob Mayer, and Chris Pakula, who are all big, famous Magic players in the Pro Circuit. So, McKenna said about Gamers Helping Gamers, Magic players as a group weren't usually challenged in school. We may be projecting a bit. Often when we see grades or a resume, we may be looking at somebody who might not be doing as well because they weren't engaged in the material and may even be struggling in school somewhat. That certainly fits the profile for all of us. So McKenna continued, from meeting a variety of people over the last decade, I know that they should be going to school based on talking to them about this game that is intellectually challenging and difficult, and doing analysis of things with them that are reasonably complicated and they are clearly very good at, and yet they're not going to college or going part-time, or we're struggling along with it. So yeah, this is just people helping kids, like people helping people get to school.
Well, it's an interesting concept.
Who play Magic.
It's a bit odd, but
yeah. So two people have received these scholarships. So one of them is Daniel Fay, who's 21 years old. He's an undergraduate studying English and History at the University of Florida. And there's Douglas Johnson, who's 17 years old, currently in high school, and who wants to attend a state university to study psychology. Both of them have been awarded $5,000 a year.
Wow.
To pursue the education.
That would do quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, all this stuff comes out after our generation is out of the loop.
Yeah.
Like when you go into fucking toy stores nowadays, they have amazing toys! Like, things I would never have even been able to have dreamt of when I was young. Yeah. I see this, I'm like, holy crap, like, the whole psychic Star Wars levitating system for children. I'm like, that is amazing. Why couldn't I have that? All I had was, like, pogo stick in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they have scholarships for being good at games.
And people wonder why I'm such a man-child.
We were too deprived.
Okay, so, apparently, someone in the State Department is proposing that the government trolls web-based Islamic extremists.
That could be dangerous.
Yes, so I'll just read this. So the viral peace program is out to make the internet uninhabitable for Islamic extremists.
Mm.
Why don't they just contact 4chan? That would do so much.
It really would.
It would backfire really quickly.
It probably would.
The government wants us to troll these people? Fuck the government.
Well, they don't have to say that they're the government. They can just get some random kid on the street. Okay, just go home and then post such and such onto the forums.
Yeah, so I'll just read this thing. So, led by Shahed Amanullah, a senior technology advisor for the State Department, the viral peace nicely troll and extremist program will aim to disrupt the virtual spaces most frequently occupied by would-be terrorists and Islamic extremists.
So it's not even singling out the people, it's like spaces that are commonly occupied by them. You know what that is? That is trying to censor the internet.
Yeah, so Amanullah.
Fuck you people.
Yeah, so Amanullah wants to take like young Muslims and train them. and train them to use logic, humor, satire, and religious arguments, not just to confront extremists, but to undermine and demoralize them.
Yes, we hate you. You're stupid. We'll bomb you.
Yeah, this can I can only see this. Only see this going extremely well.
Yeah. You know, because they don't ever act petty or violent or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll all be crazy. They'll be like, oh, I see what you mean. I'm wrong. I'll stop now. Yeah, as if.
Yep. Okay,
intelligence
so,
in the governments, you know.
Yep.
Good thing.
So, final piece of news. Courts have ordered Apple to publicly apologize to Samsung and say that they did not copy the iPad design. So apparently, recently, like over the last couple of years or so, there's been like a rivalry going on between Samsung and Apple. So Apple, you know, they released the iPad, and like Samsung actually developed some of the pieces for it. And then they built their own thing, the Galaxy Tab, and they released that onto the market, and Apple sued them.
God damn it, Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in the UK, I guess, Judge Colin Burse has made two rulings. So he recently ruled that the Samsung Tab, the Galaxy Tab, will never be confused for the iPad because it's, quote, not as cool.
Nice. I love him.
Yep. And so then he made another ruling today ordering Apple to publish a statement making it clear that Samsung did not copy the iPad.
Damn. That seems
fair.
He kicked Apple right in the big ones, eh?
Just right in the cojones.
I actually kicked there too, by the way.
You kicked at Apple's balls?
Yes, from in my apartment bedroom, living room thing area.
Living room.
Yes, that's
next
it.
Door.
Yes, right.
They are two separate rooms.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Bow chicka bow wow.
No.
Yes. Now I feel really uncomfortable having slept on your couch.
Ah, no.
You should. just go along with it. It's making dead men uncomfortable.
Yep. I've had to wash it many times before you, dead man.
Okay,
I'll stop with that now.
Explained why it smelled like fish.
Yep. We eat fish sticks. A lot of fish sticks.
Hey, who could have eaten a lot of fish sticks?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. I think I just got goofed on there. Like, what? What happened? I love doing this because it makes him laugh.
You got goofed on.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's the goofy laugh for all y'all who are too young to know that.
That was a very bad
gosh.
Goofy laugh. Well, gosh.
I love the buns!
Yeah, so...
I love them! Look, read it!
So Tiger Claw says, that's his name, Colin? I guess Apple had a bit of a colon cleansing.
Ah.
And, well, yeah, his name's actually Colin. Colin Burse. C-O-L-I-N.
Okay, call in cleansing.
Hey, Pixelbot just blinked.
Oh my god. She's alive!
Still don't know if she's listening, though.
Good to know she found those tacos.
Yeah. Tacos must be very hard to find in Finland.
Finland?
She's from Finland.
Yeah. Finnish cyborg.
First episode, ask age, sex, location. She said 19, female, Finland.
Isn't technically female if you're a cyborg? I mean...
Depends on what parts are missing.
The bionic woman's technically a cyborg, or she's still a woman.
Who?
Bionic woman.
What?
It's a TV character.
I don't have TV.
You ever heard of the $6 million man?
No.
Wow. I can see why you don't do a lot for us.
Well, we've never had cable, and before she moved to our town, she lived out in the boonies and only had like three channels.
Yeah,
sometimes when there was good weather.
So
CTV and
the $6 million the $6 million man wasn't even like the $6 million man was on decades before we were born, and I still know about it.
I don't know anything. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
I really don't. See, that's why I can honestly say who? What? I can honestly say I've never heard that song Friday by What's Her Face. I don't even know what she looks like, really.
Good.
I've never heard it. I think I might have seen her photo, but...
You are very lucky. You are very, very lucky.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I just remembered. That thing that got posted on... I know you were involved in this post somehow, Dead Man, of Kristen Stewart smiling.
Yes, that was me. I posted on Twitter. I watched Zathura recently, and Kristen Stewart was emoting in it, like actually acting like a person, and it was scary. So I tweeted that watching Zathura, Kristen Stewart's emoting. I'm really scared.
And then someone else commented.
Yeah. And then Pudgetron.
It was Pudgetron. Yeah.
Yeah. The Pudgetron tweeted an image and. Facebook me an image saying, like, it was just, like, a string of, like, GIFs of Kristen Stewart actually emoting and smiling and shit. And I tweeted, oh, God, everything I know is crumbling around me.
And yeah, I can't even tell if that's the same person. Like, especially if you scroll down to the bottom one, which isn't moving, there's no, you know, going from being Kristen Stewart to someone who smiles.
Yeah, it's...
It's like, that's not Kristen Stewart. That's
it's scary.
Someone who smiles.
It's scary. I'm really actually terrified by it.
Oh God, she's gone psychopathic. She's gone psychopathic. She's going to. Oh God.
Oh God, the singularity is happening.
Pixelbot is going to kill us all.
She's going to make a new robot, and that robot's going to make a bigger robot, and we're all going to die.
God damn it! Get that cyborg a taco.
Yeah. Like, fuck tacos. Get burritos. They're bigger.
Wow, the internet's really going on about like Slenderman now. That's all I hear anymore.
Okay, so Burr in the chat just posted an article, and title is NASA is putting portals to Wheatley into space. Really?
Okay, I need to read this.
Yeah, so we'll be posting that link in the comments for this. But yeah.
Okay, when I see the word Kotaku, is that Korean otaku or something like that? Or
no, it's Kotaku. It's a website.
But what's the name based on? It looks like otaku, and there's two little symbols.
That's not Wheatley.
Yeah, that's Space Orb.
Get it right.
Hey. Yeah, so they actually corrected that. The Space Corps.
Ah.
Yeah, it's the Space Corps.
Yeah. So.
Space.
Yeah, Nolan. Yes, it's Nolan North. So Nolan North's going to space.
Space. I want to go to space.
Oh, God. I want Nolan North to email me back. I want to talk to him.
I
contacted his company, and I haven't heard back.
We don't hear back from half the people we contact.
We don't hear back from two-thirds of the people we contact. Like, the fact that we've interviewed 4 people so far is actually really surprising to me.
Yeah, I still need to get access to my Destro Prod's email again to see if, you know, I can get Dr. Noise on here.
Yeah.
Because you responded, but then there was a bit of lack of communication for a while, and now I can't access my email.
Yeah, oh, good lord. So, well, I guess it's going to do it for this week.
Yeah, looks like it's just about time to wrap up.
Yeah, so, as always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at DestinoProz. I am at Deadman_DDProz. We have at Bovi1, and be sure to follow at All Games, the guys who host this thing. I just realized that we don't really pimp their Twitter.
No wonder most of them want to cancel us.
You can follow those guys at All Games. Huh, we are on Facebook. You like us there. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Whether it's something you want to see more of, less of, etc. What else do we have? I'm usually better at these.
Sorry, you've already said iTunes...
Yeah, we've got to iTunes.
Got a store?
Oh, yeah, we have...
DestroProz.com/store?
Yes, and we're also accepting shirt design ideas. And to Topher Brink_non-gun owner, it actually is the Space Corps. They just fucked up the article. Fucking Kotaku.
Edited it.
Yeah, but not the title.
I have a feeling that maybe Topher Brink is not listening to us.
Probably not. But yeah, so we have the store, destroprize.com/store, and we are accepting shirt design ideas. So any of the designs we've talked about on the show, or any designs you have of your own, if you think they make a good shirt, post them in the t-shirt design thread on the DestroProds forums at destroprize.com/forum. And then, if we like it, we'll make it into a shirt, and we will pay you based on how well that shirt sells. So yeah.
We're also looking for new staff.
Yes, new staff. So we need a new co-host, so we need a new host for the video games podcast with myself and Bovimon. As well as featured writers. Like, we do quite a bit of articles, but we still need some help with some more. So if you're interested in being on the podcast, record a short audio clip of yourself talking about a game you recently played, and email it to me, deadman@destroprods.com, with application subject line and your Skype name. If we like what we hear, we will be contacting you on Skype for an interview type dealy. If you're interested in writing, then write up a news article about a recent piece of news, about in any subject, games, comics, movies, anime, as well as a review of a recent game, comic, movie, or anime that you watched, played, or read. And again, so that's deadmandestroprods.com, application subject line, and include your Skype name. Again, if we like it, we'll be contacting you on Skype. So, yeah. For writers, we have infinite positions available, and for podcasters, we only need one. And, yeah, we won't be able to pay you right now, but it's a possibility of getting free games. I've already gotten like 5 of them myself. Get you contact info for a bunch of different publishers and stuff. And who knows, you can interview some people. Like, I've already interviewed, like, internet rapper Dan Bull, the guys who make the Critical Miss comic on The Escapist, Ruben Langdon, the voice of Ken Masters in Street Fighter, who's going to be appearing in the new Wreck-It Ralph movie from Disney. That's kind of it. I'm really excited about that, because someone I interviewed is going to be a fucking movie. Disney! Awesome! Yeah! So yeah, and we also give you experience, because apparently if you're looking for a career in journalism, working for a website for a good chunk of, for a while, may help you.
Will help you.
Or it may hurt you. I mean, it is us.
No, most of the time it doesn't really matter what the content is. It just matters how long you've been going at it for.
And how well you've been writing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm probably never going to get a career in journalism.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You have your own site.
Yeah, but I won't get paid.
You don't need anyone to employ you for journalism. It'll happen eventually, dude.
Well, yeah, so there's all that. So, on Wednesday we'll be having the movies. We'll have the college podcast, and on Friday we'll be having the movies podcast with new guy Steven. And we'll also be posting the final commentary track for CG Movie Month this Friday. We'll be watching Megamind. And then in August, we'll be starting another theme month. I think that month is Musical Month.
Musical Month, yes it is.
Yes. And we'll be posting the schedule for that on August 1st. So yeah, we got all that. And be sure to come back next Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Same bat time, same bat website. For another installment of the DestroProds.com Anything Cast. So, till then, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobulon.
I'm Ninja Kitty, and now one of the audience members wants fish sticks.
We'll see you guys next time.